Yeah, that's the B-side. That is the B-side from a 1981's Victim of Circumstance album, or I should say single. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts doing Little Drummer Boy, wrapping up that set of music. And before that, Three Fingered Cowboy from 1999 from their second and final album, Hooray for Love. A Birmingham, Alabama-based band with the Lion Tamer. Played some Heavenly in that set of Heavenly in that set of music as well from their 1993 album, Heavenly Versus Satan, with a cool guitar boy. Unrest gave us So Sick. And started off the entire set with some requested heartthrobs. Went back to a Cleopatra grip for a Dreamtime to make that happen. Always appreciate when the requests come in. They can come in via the phone, 412-268-WRCT. They can come in via the interwebs by emailing me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. We are wrapping up the first half of this radio program. What is this program? What is this program? It's a program called Viva La Mock, as it comes to each and every Friday night from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. My name is Paul. I am your host. People call me the Mockster, amongst other things. Always appreciate when you tune in and hang out with me. So the first half, which you just finished, the first 2 hours of the program, I intermixed some various holiday theme songs with some regular Viva La Mock goodness. The second half, what is going to happen? Well, you're going to have to stay tuned to find out what is going to happen. I mean, that's really all I can say about it. So stay tuned. We'll make that happen. If you're listening to an encore edition, don't stay tuned. Well, stay tuned. It just won't be me, because my encore show is only 2 hours long. That's a fact. Los Straitjackets has been and will be my background music for the duration of this radio program. You're listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. It's just now 11 o'clock. It might be 2 minutes past 11 if your clock is set to Greenwich Mean Time. You know what that means? It means I've got a WRCT radio and music calendar to get to before we get back into the music. Before I get to either of those things, I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions. They have gallery hours on the weekends. You can find out more by giving them a call at 412-924-0634 or visit them at irmafreeman.org. Now let's turn our attention to the WRCT music and radio calendar, let you know some things that are happening around town to keep you entertained. For example, did you know, in partnership with the Westmoreland Museum of American Art and Falling Water, the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust is presenting an exhibition highlighting Frank Lloyd Wright's unrealized projects for downtown Pittsburgh. Yeah, I said that. Pittsburgh. Now, the exhibition is going to feature, or does feature, animated videos and models of unrealized residential, commercial, and civic projects designed by Frank Lloyd Wright from the 1930s through the 1950s. Now, these projects included a monumental reimagining of The Point back in 1947, a self-service garage for the Kaufman's department store in 1949, the Point View Residences, which were designed for the Edgar J. Kaufman Charitable Trust in 1952. That's all happening at the 820 Gallery, which, guess what? It's located at 820 Liberty Avenue. in Pittsburgh, and it's going on now through... you'd think I'd have that information. Oh, there it is, May 10th. I knew it was right in front of me somewhere, now through May 10th. Also, Ben Schoenberger is a Pittsburgh-based artist whose multidisciplinary practice examines the complexities of identity, power, and the archive. I don't know what that means, but it sounds pretty intense. He's got an exhibition going on right now called High NRG. It draws from the visual culture of the gay underground and the sonic legacy of Patrick Cowley, a pioneering composer and producer whose work helped define the high NRG, yep, that's high energy, an accelerated form of disco that emerged in the late 1970s before his death in 1982 of AIDS. You can see this exhibition at 707 Gallery, which is at 707 Penn Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. More information at trustarts.org. Got some events happening at the Harris Theater downtown. Like now through January 1st, you can catch The Secret Agent. A Brazilian film. What else we got? Yeah. Ooh, Homeward Bound. They're going to play Homeward Bound on a Saturday. Not tomorrow, but a week from Saturday. It's a family matinee. You know Homeward Bound. I don't have to tell you about it. Also in January on the 15th, they're doing a Celebrating David Lynch by showing Lost Highway from 1997. That's happening at the Harris. And they're showing The Straight Story from 1999 on Tuesday, January 20th from David Lynch. So those are some shows going on at the Harris Theater downtown. More information can be found at trustarts.org/film. And Brian J. Corrigan, JD, PhD, is doing a Charles Dickens Conjurer at Liberty Magic. Ghost stories for Christmas, nothing more that you might want. It's going on now through this weekend at Liberty Magic, 811 Liberty Avenue downtown. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn the attention to the WRCT music calendar. Find out what's going on musically that will rock your world in the next few days, weeks, or maybe month. Tomorrow's the 20th of December. What's happening? Common Heart's playing at Mr. Small's. The Big Room. At the Little Room is a Man-Made Forever Fest featuring Brother Mans and Dewey Markey and a whole bunch of people. And John Worthy and Cody Piper are at the Government Center. Oh, wait, no, that's not tomorrow. I just made all those up. Just the only show going on tomorrow is that Man Made Forever. The rest are other dates, I'll have to tell you now. John Worthy and Cody Piper are the day, or a couple days, I don't know when Christmas is, the day after Christmas on the next Friday at the Government Center. And then that Common Heart show I mentioned, that's a week from Saturday. That's happening on the 27th. Indeed. And that's at Mr. Small's. There is a New Year's Eve fest happening Wednesday, New Year's Eve, at Spirit, featuring Kim Ann Foxman, Jay Malls, former WRCT DJ, Lemon Line, Pretty Tony. There's also one happening at Arsenal Lanes featuring DJ Mahalkatron. Now, they do two shows at Arsenal. I do the early one, but it's the family one. It's the all-ages one. Lots of Taylor Swift requests by 12-year-olds. So I tell you about the evening one because it's less family-friendly. It's 21 and over. That's happening at Arsenal Lanes on Wednesday, the 31st. January 3rd, Painting Roses are playing at the Government Center with I Am the Lizard Queen. Dexter and the Moonrocks are at Stage AE on Friday the 9th. Connor Parente is doing an album release show at the Funhouse with Mr. Smalls on Friday the 9th. The Nerd Herders are at the Funhouse doing an album release show as well with the Creedmoors and Thick Magician. Just saw Thick Magician about 2 weeks ago. Great band. Great local band. Props out to them. Real Estate's coming to Mr. Smalls, playing with a Fantasy of a Broken Heart on January 12th. That's a Monday. God Bullies. I know. Kalamazoo, Michigan's own God Bullies, bringing me back to my youth. At the Spirit Lodge on the 15th of January. Don Was is at the Thunderbird with the Pan Detroit Ensemble. Don Was Not Was. You know who I'm talking about. That's Friday the 16th. And we got Pigeons playing ping pong night one of two. Well, there's two nights. It's a Friday the 2nd of February, or 2nd. It's Friday the 6th of February and the 7th of February. That's all happening at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls. So that's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have a show to include on this calendar that you want us to tell people about, send us an email at radio-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the radio calendar and the music calendar every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., again, just like you did now at 11 p.m. Now, we're in the holiday spirit, which means some of the students aren't around. I know, if you thought I was a student, thank you. But, so we don't always see the calendar when we want to. But Jay Thurber will give you his version of said calendar tomorrow during Radio 9. You say, what is Radio 9, Mr. Mockster DJ? Radio 9 is this great radio program that happens on Saturdays here on WRCT. Uncle Jay Thurber steps in. He dusts off all the crap that's on this vinyl that he plays, and he plays some really good vinyl, not the crappy stuff. He plays a bunch of oldies, and then he'll play a bunch of new songs. Songs I've never heard on both spectrums. And then little comedy bits in there, which I don't think he means to be funny, but they are, which is why you should listen to Radio 9 Saturdays from noon to 3 here on Independent Freeform Radio, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Got so wrapped up in what I was doing, I normally would play you a public service announcement right now, but I'm apparently slacking. So in the meantime, what I can tell you is you are listening to 83 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a show called Diva Lamac. It is Friday, the 19th of December of 2025. I'll be back right after this message. Oh, wait, not if I don't hit this other button. Let's try that again. We'll just take that out in post. I'll be right back after this message.
Out here, we have so much in common. We all share a love of wildlife. But now, the animals we love and the lands we treasure are threatened. Up to 1 million species face extinction unless we unite. We are their last line of defense. We are Defenders of Wildlife. Join us as we band together to protect our wildlife and wild places. Because in our love for what we share, we are closer than you think. Be a wildlife defender. Learn more at defenders.org.
You are listening to 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is still Paul, and this is still a program we like to call Viva Lamac. Thank you so much for listening. Now, I've been warning people, so if you tuned in at 9 or somewhere between 9 and right now, you realized I kept saying there's two halves to this program. There's the first 2 hours, half one. Second 2 hours, half number two. First 2 hours, being that we are in December, being that it's December 19th, featured a lot of holiday-themed programs and songs and all that. Second half, I just kept teasing you. I'm like, oh, I got a theme, but I'm not going to tell you. I even said na-na-na a couple times, but I had turned the mic off. Said theme of the next 2 hours, hopefully. I don't know. I have like four songs, but hopefully I can stretch that out into 2 hours. Is the fact that the Mockster, now I got to back this up a little bit because you're thinking Mockster. You do this radio thing. It must pay really, really well. And if the love of you listening to my show is my payment, then it pays excellent. But it's a volunteer gig. So that means the Moxer's got a day job, a gig he does. He goes to schlepping the things with the things in corporate America. And it's a day job that the Moxer has had for 32 years. It is a day job that brought the Moxer to Pittsburgh back in 1997. Before that, it had him living in Erie for a couple years. And it started way up north in Michigan 32 years ago. It ended. This is the fun part. It ended today. As the Moxer has officially retired from said day job. So I'm going to program for you, hopefully, a bunch of songs that are just about work. Whether it be about your job or leaving your job. Loving your job, hating your job. If you've got a suggestion for something that falls within any of that, it's a giant umbrella. It is a giant umbrella. Reach out to me at wrctrequest@gmail.com and let me know what you want to hear that celebrates not working anymore. First song that comes to my mind, which is not the song I'm going to play, but the second song that comes to my mind is Bobby Bear Jr.
So why do I need a job? Why do I need a job? In Abilene, she likes me to stay home and watch TV. She pays for my food. She likes to be rude. She undresses her friends for me. So I could invent something.
working in this factory pretty close to 15 years. I've seen some of my best friends, women, standing in a pool of tears. I've seen a lot of kin folks dying, had a lot of bills to pay. Lord, I'd give the shirt right off in my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. S.O.B. and the nine boss, he's a fool. He got himself a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, he really thinks that's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top and there's gonna be hell to pay. I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say,
Daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew and blew said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you, and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, so I've set you free, and I'm moving on. Won't you please listen to me, 'cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattler roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand, this rattler's the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time, and keep rolling on. From time to time, but you just wouldn't listen, no pain and no mind. Now I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. You've broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line, 'cause I'm moving on. You done your daddy wrong. I warned you twice, now you can settle the price, 'cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. You stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit.
It's no coincidence I've come.
Violent Femmes wrapping up that set of music with a single they put out back in 2008. Doing Gnarls Barkley's Crazy. They did that in response that Gnarls Barkley had done a Violent Femmes cover on their... I think it was Gone Daddy Gone. Yeah, in fact, I'm positive it was Gone Daddy Gone. So the Femmes were like, yeah, if you want to cover us, I'm going to cover you. I think it was crazy that and people have reached out. I didn't quit. I did not quit my job. I wasn't asked to leave my job. I was offered an opportunity to retire from my job. So I did that. Today, when I get back home tonight, my work computer probably doesn't work anymore. My work cell phone probably has been shut off. I don't know. It's a mystery, and I'll find out later on. Before the Violent Femmes, how about Dolly Parton? With her classic 9 to 5. Tell you a fun story. I told my colleagues. I do this little radio show. I've been doing it for 26 years. They were all floored. And one's like, why didn't you ever tell me that? And I'm like, because you would never listen. You're not listening now. Why would I tell you something that you're not going to listen to? I know your musical taste. I appreciate the support. But I like you listening. And I'm talking to you, not my colleagues. Because you organically want to listen. That's why. Now, the Rock and Attorney guy would be like, well, you get more listeners if you tell more people about your show. And I think that's probably... I'm pretty sure that's true. I know one or two things about marketing, but my show's not about the billions of followers. It's about you. So tell your friends, and maybe they'll listen. Hey, before the Dolly Parton, how about Hank Snow? A Canadian country artist. Who would ever thought that would happen? Shania Twain. Hank Snow with I'm Moving On. David Allen Coe gave us his version of Take This Job and Shove It. We started the entire set with Bobby Baird Jr. from a Brainwasher with Why Do I Need a Job? I mean, I actually know the answer to that one. I need a job because it brings income and I have bills to pay. But right now, I don't need a job. Right now. Maybe later. In fact, right now, because I don't need a job, I'm free.
I'm free to do what I want in any old town. I'm free to do what I want in any old town. So love me, hold me, love me, hold me. I'm free in any old town to get what I want.
Jesus. Both of us are lonely and cold, hope no one can see us. I know I'm drunk here, but I don't think that he'd care. Surely he must understand these crosses that I bear. So I'm sitting downtown crying near the statue of Jesus. Sometimes I think she's right, I ain't worth a shit. A wife and kids to feed, and here I sit. I swear to God I'd try, but I just don't think I fit. Daddy always said everything I touched, it turned to shit. So I'm sitting downtown, crying near the statue of Jesus. Days hard for stealing cigarettes. So how's a man supposed to tell his children that? I swear to God I tried, but I just don't think I fit. Daddy always said everything I touched it turned to shit. So I'm sitting downtown crying near the statue of Jesus. Downtown crying, need the statue of Jesus. Sitting downtown crying, need the statue of Jesus.
I dedicate this song to the working man, for every man that puts in 8 or 10 hard hours a day of working toil and sweat. He's always got somebody looking down his neck, trying to get more out of him than he really ought to have to put in. After 29 long years of working in this shop with Oney standing over me, today when that old whistle blows, I'll check in all my gear and I'll retire. The superintendent just dropped by and said they'd plan my little get-together. Then he said I'd never made it if old Oney hadn't held me to the fire. I've seen him in my dreams at night and woke up in the morning feeling tired. And old Oney don't remember when I came here how he tried to get me fired. With his folded hands behind him, every morning Oney waited at the gate, where he'd rant and rave like I committed murder, clocking in 5 minutes late. But today they'll gather around me like I've seen them do when any man retires. Then old Oney's gonna tell me from now on I'm free to do what I desire. He'll present me with that little old gold watch they give a man at times like this. But there's one thing he's not counting on. Today's the day I give old Oney his. I've been working, building muscles. Oney's just been standing round and getting soft. And today about 4:30, I'll make up for every good night's sleep I've lost. When I'm gone, I'll be remembered as a working man that put his point across. With a right hand full of knuckles, cause today I show old Oney who's the boss. What time is it? 4:30. Hey, Oney.
Must run, I can't give a second chance.
Yeah, that's what they told me at the door tonight. They said, get out of here. Well, it's odd because back in what was it, August, they said that, and they shut our office down and made us work from home. I know, it's really hard to do that when you're a lunch lady, but whatever, I made it work. Hey, that was Thin Lizzy, Get Out of Here. Wrapping up that set of music as I am celebrating my, we'll call it my retirement from corporate America. Until I run out of money, then I have to get another job, and we'll figure that out later. Before the Thin Lizzy, Johnny Cash, Oni, Tom reached out. He said, I'm not in Bloomfield, dude. He didn't actually say dude. He said, I like Bloomfield, but I'm a... Tom is from Carrick. And I never knew that, because Tom and I, we don't hang out. He listens to my show. It'd be weird if we hung out. A little bit, maybe. I don't know. I mean, he's got a great request, so... So I played that for Tom. And also, he said he's going to find some more for me. So I'm going to be checking the email at wrctrequest@gmail.com for some more work, end of work, going into retirement songs, because I still have like an hour and a half to fill. And I'm almost spent all the songs that I was thinking I was going to play. So a little ambitious to be like, I can do that for 2 hours. Yeah, well, we'll find out. So before the Johnny Cash... Oh, wait, it wasn't. I'm sorry. I messed up all my song lists. I was looking at the wrong playlist. Before the Thin Lizzy was Joe Normal and the Anytowners. What I have to say is derp. Oops, sorry about that. So Joe Normal and the Anytowners. Now, Joe Normal was, he played in Dramarama for a while. His song Stuck in a Job. Then there was the Johnny Cash. With Oni. And before that, I decided, you know what? You know what's going to fit in this theme? The Gear Daddies. Statue of Jesus. Where they always have to rhyme the word it with another word that I can't play on the radio, but I made it work for you. And before the Gear Daddies, oh, wait, that was from their Let's Go Scare Al album from 1987, just in case you weren't familiar with that. I'm a big fan of the Gear Daddies, so... Maybe you didn't know that either, but if you listen to the show, you might realize that. Rolling Stones actually start off the entire set. The Rolling Stones with I'm Free. Yeah, it's not going to sink in. I'm just going to tell you, it won't sink in until maybe some point in January. Because it's going to feel like the holiday. Like Monday, when I don't go to work, it'll be like, oh, yeah, it's the holiday. You took some time off. At least that's what I have in my mind. I also have a whole bunch of projects in my mind that need to get done that I was always like, I don't have time. I got this dreaded job. And, well, that went away. Hey, let me tell you about another show that's on this radio program. Not on this program, because that'd be weird. It'd be like another show right now on this radio station. It's called Quartz in Session. Now, it's 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But the twist is, the host twists it by playing new music by classic artists. So he'd play, I can't say new Thin Lizzy, but the members of Thin Lizzy have projects, and he plays new music by them. That's what made me think of it. What's his name? His name's Eric. Eric Jackson Lurie, if you're... Trying to find him on the interwebs. He's an actual attorney. Show's called Courts in Session. Comes to you every Thursday. Oh, I'm sorry. He's an actual rockin' attorney. I'm sorry. I read his contract and I have to legally say he's a rockin' attorney. But anyway, that show happens on Thursdays. It's a great show. And if you miss it, I miss it every week because I'm at Arsenal Lane spinning 80s and 90s music. So for that reason, I selfishly play it after my show on a Friday night so I can listen to it on the bus ride home. Well, said attorney said, I'm sorry, rockin' attorney said, you know what? I got a song for you, Moxster. I feel it will fit in your theme. It comes from Nazareth. It's called Busted. I said, all right, let me play it. If you got a suggestion for a song, email me, wrctrequest at gmail.com. If you feel like calling me, you can try. 412-268-WRCT. But I like the emails. WRCTRequest@gmail.com.
Traffic light and the children solemnly wait for over the ice cream vendor, out into the cool of the evening strolls the pretender. He knows that all of his hopes and dreams begin and end there. And show me what laughter means, and we'll fill in the missing colors in each other's paint-by-number dreams, and then we'll put our dark glasses on and make love until our strength is gone, and when the morning light comes streaming in, we'll get up and